Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know the teachings will not have meek privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. We will be together for next hour. As usual, this is the room you can come and ask your questions about the Mission of Maitreya and this new revelation that has unified all humanity and religions together and is its calling. Stop fighting and seeing that God is one and there is not many of them that has sent all these different religions and they are not separate at all. They are one from one God, one humanity, and then have to come together and become brothers and sisters in God. This revelation is the most important understanding that human have come to grip of this truth that God said he will be a mystery until the end time. And indeed we are at the end time and the coming of all the signs that God gave that this revelation has come are here, and we are at the time that the seven seals are opened and the last trumpet has been sounded for humanity to see that God indeed exists and he has not changed his mind and he is still in charge and he is well and he is still sending revelations and prophets to humanity and calling the elect to come together as those who do not waver in any other idea or understanding but the word of God. They will not fall for any small little fashionable ways that many follow, but they will stay with God and his revelation. This revelation, of course, calls you for action and for oneness with God and understanding what is wrong with the religions that do not recognize that indeed God is within themselves and each individual has the ability to reach God by realizing that they are already connected. But the Maya or the illusion of this external world in such a way that most think they need an organization, somebody who is connected, but they cannot be connected directly themselves. And that's one of the problem that humanity puts one person who is connected on a pedestal and rest believe that they cannot reach that lofty place, which is absolutely incorrect. And each human had been taught and realized that God is within them, and each man, woman, and child have the ability to connect themselves to God and therefore become a source of light for the rest of humanity, and those who are the source of light should not become an obstacle in the way of those that they want to go to God. Therefore, this is the time for each individual to be taught that they have the potential to connect to God directly, and therefore they can break away from the bondage of the man-made religions that have enslaved them to believe that they don't have that potential. Only few can have that ability to reach there. Therefore, humanity again showing that they are attached to beliefs that indeed is in their way to go to God. And they either put somebody in a pedestal and up there and say, we can do it, he is there, we don't have the ability, therefore he is there, we don't have to do it. Or if they come too close to that person, they say, well, I'm not worthy myself, and why am I so close to this person? If this person was so close to God, therefore they try to say that person is not close to God because of my feeling of unworthiness. Therefore they try to bring that other person down also with them. But when that other person doesn't come down, of course they reject that notion that other person is connected to God. Therefore this is a big problem in human spirituality, and that is one of the lessons that this revelation is giving to humanity, that all the prophets were regular men who were blessed with God's spirit to bring a revelation to man. Those who we make them our leaders and put them in pedestal, also men, and the only way to go to God is to meditate and merge with him and to come to the higher consciousness. And at the moment of oneness, of course, we no longer will stay in the body and we will leave the body. Although you do experience God in the body, but it's not going to stay with you when you are in the body. Therefore, there are a lot of misconception, human rationalization, and many things that we think the way things should be, and they are not, and therefore we try to not to accept God's call, but accept anything that is smaller and easier for us to believe, and again find some other people that they are going to come and help us. If we don't want to grow up, somebody come from the sky and help us, or Messiah that's going to come and say, be everything okay and it's going to be okay. But human eventually have to accept the responsibilities and grow up, and they become mature people or mature beings that they understand if anything should happen on this earth, they are the people should be doing it themselves. They should create the kingdom of God on earth based on these teachings. And if there is any beings or any Messiah or anything in the sky, they come and join us as helpers, but not as the saviors. The only savior is within you, and the way to be saved, of course, has been given by following the eternal divine path. And if we are still hanging into something is not according to this teaching, it is our excuse and rationalization, and therefore we have to see that clearly and overcome it. Of course, this room is for you to come here to ask questions. Therefore, if you have been in our website and you have seen the vision and the teaching, you can raise your hand and come to the mic and ask question, or type your question in the text area and I will be receiving the question which has been asked, and we try to answer them as close to the will of God as possible. This teaching, of course, based on the revelations and the word of God and the foretelling of coming of it by the prophecies and by all the signs that has been given. This is the word of God. There is no other way. There is no other ability, or there is no other understanding but this one, and you have to become 100% dedicated to God's words. If you are not 100%, of course, God said you are a lukewarm, and lukewarm, of course, he said, will not stay with him, but he will be going away. Not that God makes you go away, but you yourself will go away by yourself. Because if you are not 100%, then you are fragmented. And as Christ said, you cannot have God and others. You cannot have two masters. If you have two masters, then you leave one and go to other, or reject both of them, or you become confused. Therefore, these teachings are the focus on this revelation and the teaching and the revealer. Therefore, we can create a body of the people or beings that are brothers and sisters, and they are focused in one point. If there is one point, we can create a circle. If there is two points, then it becomes oval, and it's not the tightest and best in the universe. Circle is the tightest and the most condensed and one shape in the universe. And if it has two centers, it no longer is a circle but become oval, which is no longer as perfect and one as a circle. Therefore, this understanding has to come to each of you and each of us, that we can rationalize things as much as we want, but the truth of it has been given by God, and we have to listen to God and his words, not our opinions, our ideas, our thinking that I know better than God. And therefore, we can overcome any possibility of falling off from the train, because the train is not going to stop. The train is going to keep going. And if we don't understand God's word, then we have our own ideas, and that's not going to work. That's why God has to work for 12,000 years, and eventually he only looking for 144,000 elects, those who are absolutely focused on God and oneness with him, and therefore they can create an environment that they can bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, dedication is prominent in your progress spiritually, and following the word of God. And the word of God, of course, is to follow eternal divine path, which reveals all religions of the world and unify them and explains how each of them have come as a religion on earth, and they are not separated. They are complementary to each other. And those who understand these truths and teachings, they will not waver at all. They also have to realize that they have done great thing for the mission. And of course, mission appreciate everything anybody does for it. They are accepted as brothers and sisters. They should realize sometimes some people come and do something and that's enough. And they don't have to reject the mission because they want to do more, but they can't. That's okay. All the humanity have to come together and each do a little bit, so much can be done, and spread this message and tell the humanity each of them are a part of God. And that's one of the things the Russian, Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching have to recognize and realize. Those religions have created a separation between the Creator and created. They say, no, we are not a part of God, but we have been created by God, and therefore we never can become God or even have hope to be close to him. When in the mystical path, God has been revealed that, yes, you can. You are a part of God. You are a part of the universe. All the universe has been created by God's body and essence, and therefore everybody and every atom and every part of the universe can reach the potential of becoming one with God. If that is true that God said, let be, and it was, if that is true that God created everything and we are not a part of him, why God needed to create gases, elements, then stars, supernova to create heavy stuff and eventually galaxies and solar systems and Earth-like planets so he can create man. He didn't have to go through the evolutionary process that now scientifically have been proven that God had to go through and created everything. And the material he used to create all things is from his own body. And therefore we can see the notion that God said, let be, and there was, is not based on the facts that universe is created in the evolutionary process. And therefore, the explanation that God created everything from himself make much more sense and more scientific and is based on facts than that believing that God created us from nothing and we are separated from him and therefore we cannot become one of him. Of course, even in those religions, there are mystics who have experienced God, like Sufis or saints or Kabbalists, who know that indeed they are a part of God. They have experienced the oneness with God, and they have come back to those religions and said, yes, we are one with God. Even those religions have mystical part. Therefore, we can see the mystical part have to come to those religions. And of course, the mystical path believe that they do not need community, you do not need to have a job, you don't need to be a productive person in the society, but you go away and just meditate and forget about this world because it is an illusion and it is Maya and all that. In other religion, Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i religion, the teaching is no, you have to have community and all that. And therefore, again, this teaching teaches the mystical path to become community-oriented and therefore become a productive person in the community. So we can see this is a perfect revelation from God to humanity. Of course, God knew this truth from the foundation of the creation because he created it. The whole universe. He knew there is evolution. There was a process that he went through to create the universe and man. And therefore now we are in that point that we can recognize and realize is indeed scientists were correct. There is an evolutionary process. God created evolutionary process. He went through all those things. And with our explanation, even he made man first differently. And as they failed and they did not met his requirement for them to go back to Godhead, he had even to change man in different levels until he reached to the man that we know today, that his third eye and spiritual eyes is absolutely closed and they do not have the ability to see they are a part of God. And now with this revelation, again, God is revealing to man that they are a part of God. They have been created in his image, and they should come together and create an environment that they can accelerate this process in a greater degree. Now, we have to see this vision clearly. We have to absolutely see this is it. We do not have any other thing in the world or the a universe that can help us or can guide us as greater degree as this revelation. Not only we should know that, see it, realize it, it is scientific, it's based on the word of God, it is revealed at the time God said it will, and it is backed up with all the signs and prophecies that make it absolutely unmistakably the last revelation of God and has perfected all other religions to a perfect system and revelation and based on science, and therefore it is the most perfect revelation which has come to man. The only thing is left for us to overcome our own egos and our own understanding and a rational mind and critical mind, but to surrender and submit to the will of God and do as much as we could to help to spread this to humanity and let humanity know that they are a part of God, that all the religion have come from the same source, that there is no religion on earth that is not sent by God, and we are not separated. We do not have to compete. Just like we was saying, how other religions are competing for converting people in South America and Africa. We don't have to compete. We are complementary. Why Christianity and Islam has to compete? You see, who gets more people in South America or in Africa or some other places in the world when they can all realize that they are a part of a greater truth, and all of them join in this revelation and eventually create a world based on the word of God and the truth. And if they do that, of course, they will become one. They do not compete. They will cooperate. And always cooperation is better than competition. Cooperation brings greater degree of understanding, of manifestation, of unity, and an environment that will bring peace and tranquility to those who participate in cooperation. But competition brings stress, competition brings great upheaval, and takes the humanity out of human. And therefore, competition is not the way to go, but cooperation is the way to go. And of course, the base of the human is competitive. They want to be number one and compete with each other. And that's another thing humanity to learn, that they all eventually will return to God, at least most of them. And therefore, they will be in the same body, and they have to cooperate in that body, because if they will not cooperate, that body will not function correctly. Therefore, the cooperation is the way to go and learn. And that is, again, a learning process. As we remember, the whole body, the whole reason this creation was created, because a part of creation rebelled, or at least separated itself from the body, and therefore the nature of the creation is separation and competition and not cooperation and ego, and therefore eventual destruction of those who go that way. The nature of the creation is against the will of God. It is against the nature of God, which is unity and cooperation. Therefore, our work is educating people to learn to go against the nature of this universe, but become the nature of God. And the nature of God is not to separate one from the other and create confusion, because separation will create confusion, and therefore it brings destruction, because it's bringing disunity by creating many centers in the body, and therefore such ideas should be discarded and taught the person that who's trying to create disunity or many centers that no, there has to be only one center to focus on, and we have to come together as brothers and sisters and become a part of the body in unity and God. And therefore, we are going against the creation, against the very nature of creation, but that's okay. God has a plan for the last 12,000 years. He has been sending this revelation to humanity. Many of those who are attracted to this mission, they have been meditating for the last 12,000 years or before, and they understand these teachings clearly and precisely. They read it, they understand it, they become familiar with it. The more you become familiar with this teaching and revelation, the more you go away from the nature of this universe, and you create the ability to become one with the rest of the universe as this teaching espouses and teaches. If any idea, any realization, anybody that says that no, we can have many centers and still be unified, that such a person is misguided for sure. because the very universe is when something has two centers, it no longer is the most efficient shape in the universe. And therefore, we have to see that and recognize that and realize that that's why God created this elaborate revelations and 12,000 years of history for human to learn. And this is the time for humanity to see this thing clearly and learn that the only way is God's way. And God's way, of course, has been revealing and has been revealed in the scriptures. And his words are the word of fire and the truth. And it's not going to change. When he says something, it's based on his creation, his understanding, his realization, what works and what doesn't work. The trend at this time is toward bringing humanity as one body, as the children of God, and teaching them to recognize that each of them have the essence of God to reach God by themselves through his words and the words that the prophets have brought to them. And if you still oppose the word of God and his revelation, you have to really meditate yourself and see yourself clearly, what am I doing? Of course, as Christ said, God forgives them, they know not what they do, but at the same time, each person have to meditate and see, what am I doing, that I am creating many centers instead of 100%, I cannot be connected to God only 50% or 40% or 60%, I have to be connected to God 100%. With this realization, you will look at yourself and you say, oh, it is really my problem, it is not God's problem, and stop finding faults and stop finding the truth. Therefore, this is a revelation for humanity to recognize these and see how God wonderfully have been sending this seventh revelation. And this seventh revelation, of course, each covers one great religion or more of the world and brings the essence of that revelation, what it meant by sending, you know, Jews, what was the message of the Old Testament. Are really Jewish people are the elected ones, and they are the only selected people, and therefore they have the right to go to God and nobody else has? Or is it the Christian who have the only way and no one goes to the Father but through them? Or is it Islam? If by surrendering and submission to God, you reach God. This revelation shows how God has been working and sending prophets. What is the essence and the message of Old Testament? Why it was necessary for Christ and Prophet Muhammad come? Was Prophet Muhammad prophesied to come? Or he's a false teacher and false prophet because he doesn't go according to the dogma of some religions? Does this revelation explain these things clearly? And it also solves many points of tension and disagreement between religions and explains how they are not really points of disagreement, but with a deeper understanding of those revelations and those words from God, we realize what he meant by Son of God. Some people think Son of God means he was created by God and Mary in a very physical way that human mind is trapped in. But it doesn't really mean that, because there were sons of God even in the sixth chapter of Genesis. Apparently Christ wasn't the only Son of God. There was many sons of God even in chapter 6 of Genesis, but he was the first begotten Son of God who reached pure consciousness or Godhead before the creation. We can see by this explanation the Muslims have a possibility to accept, yeah, okay, he was the Son of God in that sense, not in the way Prophet Muhammad told them he was the Son of God, physical relationship, many, many things that it's been explained and revealed to humanity, and now they know it. Was Baha'u'llah the prophet for 1,000 years. And when history of the Baha'is shows it wasn't, and God says clearly it is not. And Bab and Baha'u'llah are the twin prophets in the revelations. And therefore, they cannot be the last revelation or what 1,000 years. So God had his own plan. He has yielded to humanity. He sent it in religions. And now it is here, and humanity have to see what God meant and said, not what the, our beliefs are, our dogmas are, what the hadith said, what is the, you know, we believe it is. It's the biggest thing probably for human is to overcome their own dogmas, their own ideas, and look at what God has said, what God meant, what God sent. You know, what was the revelation? What he said he's going to do? You know, it took him, you know, 12,000 years to bring all this thing to a head, which is now, it's clearly revealed to humanity, and it is now our responsibility to take it and run with it and spread it and reach out in any way we can and explain it to other people how and why this revelation is the last revelation of God and why God said this revelation will come right before the great tribulation and coming of the kingdom. And therefore, we have to come together, create the communities of light, create the environment that more and more we can manifest the light and the truth of God toward these communities and become a place of cooperation and place that people who are downtrodden and out can come and leave and get themselves together and realize that they should become a productive member of the community. And the more we create people who are productive members of the community, we can have greater communities that will become an example, a model for other people. They see that a Jew and a Christian and a Hindus and a Buddhist and a Muslim and a Baha'i all can live together in one place peacefully without any fighting and destructive tendencies because they each understand they are a part of a greater truth. Therefore, the peace has come if they come to it. The peace will come if they join the communities, if they create the ability to help this mission to spread, and we eventually can create the communities of light all over the earth and follow these principles, which is godly, which is based on the truth, and therefore we can bring it to humanity as the peace that they are longing for. Therefore, the principle for peace and unity have been given to us, and we have to be strong and one-pointed in this revelation and recognize and realize that if we have been called for it, if we have seen the vision, there is nothing else out there that is comparable with this revelation and truth. And it is from God, and therefore God exists, God is in charge, and we should bring him to our lives, to our family life, to the community life, and become one with one another based on God. Because we cannot become one with each other no matter what power or energy or system we use. The only thing that unifies is God and his spirit. If I am one with God and you are one with God, we are one. But if I'm one with God and you have your ego, we cannot be one. Therefore, it will create problem. For we are looking for the people who are one with God. And at least they want to be one with God. The word of God and his revelation and the scriptures are more important than anything else in this universe. If they see that clearly, then we are in the same note. We are in the same level. We are in the same place. We can become one without our ego gets in the way of unity and the work that we should do together. If not, then we will have a strife and disagreement and a struggle with each other. I rather work with those who will not struggle with me in creating the communities of light and God, but with those who are one with me. And the more we find such a people that we are one and we can work together without a struggle, the greater manifestation of God's work will be on earth. Such a people are called the elect. Such a people are called those who are the salt of the earth. They will come and see and take and realize and become one with it. And their number are very few indeed. And therefore, we call everybody to come and see and become one with it and become salt of the world. And you know them by realizing and seeing that they understand this teaching. They know this teaching. They read the scripture. They read, though they know what the teaching says. If somebody comes and doesn't know the teaching, therefore they are still do not want to put the effort and understanding of the teaching. If you don't know the teaching, then you don't know what God has sent to you. And it's been translated to many languages, and therefore it is not only in English that you can read it. You can read it in many different languages that can help you to understand it in a deeper level. Therefore, understanding what God said and sent is the first step in seeing the vision. When you see the vision, you see the unity of all religion, the explanation of all of them, and realize that God has been guiding us to this point, and we have to create the commons of light, and we have to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. We should not look for somebody to come and do it for us, but we have to grow up and become mature and eventually teach humanity little by little that they should also become mature. If there are beings that are in other planets, then they become our brothers and sisters, and we can just be friends and not a savior and saved. And therefore, we have to come to a point not to look for the other people to save us, but us save us ourselves. The way has been given. The word of God has come to man to do it. The only thing left is we overcome being wavering beings, but one-pointed and strong in God. That brings you to the point of unity with one another. You're brothers and sisters. You have to create that ability to go beyond separating yourself from the body of the mission, but becoming one with one another, and we start cooperating and coordinating and becoming one and putting God and the mission first. If you do that, each of you become one with God, you are again one, and you are brothers and sisters, and in the unity you can bring His manifestation and God's kingdom on earth. Kingdom of God on earth will happen, because God said it will, so it will. When He wills something, it will happen. Those who will not see God's will happen, they will make a mistake, and their mistake will cost them dearly. And therefore, the best way is to see the vision and God's way. The sooner humanity sees this truth, the sooner they can come together and realize they are indeed the essence of God. They cannot be separated with the religions, race, gender, or nationality, but they are all a part of God. And if they separate themselves or oppose any person in other part of the world or nationality or gender or whatever, who knows, maybe you will be reincarnated to the place that you hated so much in this life. And then what? You will see that you have no choice but to live in a body or an environment or situation that you were opposing in this lifetime. Therefore, by reincarnation, we can see God has so many opportunities to teach you these lessons and eventually bring you to the point of realizing God indeed exists and His way is just, and He is trying to bring this universe which is straight from its body back home. That's why the goal of the life is to become divine, to become godly and see the spirit of God in ourselves and everybody else, and therefore realizing peace on earth is something that start from within you by recognizing and realizing that the essence of God is every man and woman and child, and therefore you will create peace in you first, and you overcome any prejudicity and separation or separative ideas, and you see clearly those who have the separative ideas will suffer greatly because they will oppose one another, and they become fundamentalists in every religion or race, and they will fight each other and create great strifes and tribulation that it is coming to earth. But this teaching, this vision brings peace to every man and woman and child, and also create the communities based on this peaceful vision. And the more we become one with this peaceful vision with God, the more we become one with one another. There is nothing on this universe worth dedicating yourself to but this revelation and this teaching and the God's word. It is not a cult or a creation of one a small little community that we will not reach to humanity, but it is a revelation based on the word of God, based on the prophecies and all the things that God said will come to humanity, and therefore it's for every man, woman, and child. We will not create a cult, and we will not create a small group that will fall in themselves, so like many cults who have been destroyed, but we will be patient, we will reach out to the last breath that we will have, and we will give this truth over and over to humanity until it eventually breaks through, and those who have been called and prepared for this realization and vision will understand it in a greater degree and in a deeper level, and those who don't, of course, believe God. But those who will, they come, they will be with us, they will be one with us, and they will become a source of the light of God and will see His ways is the way of peace, and our ideas and opinions and psychological hang-ups are the problems in our way. And therefore, the sooner we get rid of those hang-ups and those things that separate us from God and His words, the sooner we can create a body of great people who can reach to every corners of the earth, and we will have 144,000 Maitreyas that can give satsangs and reach out without being in the way. They connect everybody to the mission. They will connect them to me, and I connect them to God. That is the way it should work. But if you connect them to yourself, or you become fragmented and create separation, you create fragmentation in the body, and it's not going to work. Therefore, the 144,000 Maitreyas are not in the way. 144,000 Maitreyas are the facilitating body that connect the universe and the world to the mission and the center, and I connect them to God, because I don't want you put me in a pedestal and saying, yeah, he was connected to God, great, you know, let's put him in a pedestal and have a great beings, and we feel we are nothing ourselves. No, the teaching is all of you can connect to God directly, and the organized religion that create only one head and the rest of the body is not connected to God, the time for that kind of religions are numbered. It's time for every man and woman to recognize the essence of God in them, not egoistically as I am God and no one else is, but as a humble person that I am essence of God, so are you. And therefore, we all can become one in that essence. Of course, ego doesn't like that. Ego does not want to accept that notion, but that is the truth. The sponsor is asking, is there another word for facilitating? Well, facilitating means to make it work or to help a process to manifest by being helpful with the process. I don't know if there is any other word in English for facilitating. Somebody can type it in the text. Facilitating means to facilitate, to make things easier for something to manifest itself. Is that a correct explanation? Or if somebody there is English is better than me and they can bring a synonymous word for it to help make happen, exactly, to make happen, good. Yeah, the both of them is the same thing. It's the ability to help a situation to manifest itself. Therefore, we can see, I don't think there's any word that exactly has that meaning in English, but facilitating, the meaning is to help it happen. Okay, Oregano says facile, probably that's from Latin, to make easier, okay? So the facilitating body is the body that will facilitate, will help the final hierarchy manifest itself from the communities of light. The facilitating body are the people who will come and help and dedicate themselves and eventually create the communities of light all over the world. And the final hierarchy, of course, will come from the communities of light. So we are not even trying to create communities of light. Of course, if a communities of light is created, we are not going to oppose it. That's fine. But at this time, we are reaching only to the facilitating body to create an organization or a body based on this principle, the principle of unity, the principles of cooperation, the principles of the eternal divine path, the principle of meditation and awakening for our spiritual forces, directing our energy to create the communities of light, sacrifice for it, and surrender and submit to God and become universalists. So we become elects. The more elects we have, the greater manifestation will be on earth. And elects, of course, will cooperate with each other. They will not be the false finder, but they are actually people who will help or support one another and see the good in each person and reinforce that goodness in each person instead of finding faults in each others and try to create a separation instead of unity. And therefore, they create a body that dance together like a waltz, and they very cooperative and eventually can work together in such a fantastic way that they can manifest great things on earth. So we are calling humanity to go against their nature, against competition and egoistical persuasion and separation and all the things related to ego. We are calling about go away from your ego, become one with God, and therefore we can become one. To destroy the fear and anxiety that ego creates, then it craves for attention. Even the fear and being afraid of being rejected and all those things is the part of the ego. It's not God. God is not afraid of being rejected. How can you reject God? God is already one with you. I can reject God. I am a part of God. If I am a part of God and I realize, would God reject me? He can't. It's impossible for something is you to reject you. Therefore, we have to overcome these things, and it's okay. If we have those hang-ups and problems, we understand that is what human ego does and is. And this teaching is guiding human to overcome those things and become one with the body, become one with God, and therefore we can eventually realize nobody's going to reject us. We are all one huge God's body, and we are brothers and sisters, and those who reject us, they are in the delusion and illusion, and they are in Maya and separation. They cannot reject God. They cannot reject us, and therefore they would not be able to create that separation that other religions have created with each other because they do not recognize and realize that they are a part of God. The sponsor is asking, what is the difference between Baha'i faith and the one after death? Bob, if I am correct, Baha'i Faith, the one after that is Baba, it's the sixth seal. Baha'i Faith is the faith of the universalism. It creates the feeling of all religions basically says the same thing, and therefore they are not separated. And now, of course, we see with this revelation that is not quite correct, because God sent each religion with a specific message, and the sixth seal, or Baba's revelation, is talking about the elect, the chosen people, and the people who have been talked about as my people, the salt of earth, and the people who God calls my elect. And therefore, the revelation, the difference is in the fifth seal, the eternal divine path really finishes. If you understand the first five step in the eternal divine path, you become the sixth seal, which is Paraviprasa, and the Paraviprasa are the people who follow the eternal divine path. Therefore, the fifth seal is the universalism, and the sixth seal is the Paraviprasa or the elect. So that is the difference between these to revelation. The Baha'i teaching have been prophesied as the twin prophets that will come at the close to the end time, and as the Bible says, their followers are asking God when the last revelation will come, when the justice of God will come, and God tells them that in a short time. And of course, short time is 200 years. This revelation came 200 years after the revelation of Bab. So Bab was the prophet that Muslims were waiting to come after 1,000 years after Prophet Muhammad. And Bab came almost exactly 1,000 years after Prophet Muhammad. And God said this revelation will come in a short period of time after Bab and Baha'u'llah's revelation. By understanding God's word and what he revealed, we see that God has said he will do this thing, and he has done them, and therefore our salvation is to realize that God said this thing will happen, and they will. Okay, if there is no other question on the room, that reached its end, and again these revelations and truth will be your salvation, and your realization that this is the one that will resolve in your unity and overcome anything that opposes God and his revelation to you, and become one with it and know that you have to follow it. These are not the words just come here and listen to it and then go for a week. No, it's not a kind of a regular church that we go only in Sundays or Saturdays. It is a call of unity and bringing the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, be with God and realize what you have received is the greatest revelation that have come to humanity. Salam, everybody.